Hey everybody, Pastor Stephen Anderson here from Faith Forward Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona, with another Trinity moment proving that oneness Pentecostalism is a lie and that the Trinity is the truth. I'm going to read for you from Revelation chapter 3, verse 21. The Bible reads, "To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne." Now, we had some of these modalist heretics in our church, and we threw them out. Because we throw out heretics. Obviously, it's okay for people to disagree on Bible doctrines, but when they're teaching damnable heresy, something that is as essential as who God is, who Christ is, the teaching of the Trinity, we believe that that is grounds for throwing someone out of the church. There's no question about that. Well, these heretics that we threw out of our church with their particular brand of oneness Pentecostalism or modalism or whatever you want to call it, they made a big deal as they tried to secretly indoctrinate people in our church with this heresy. They made a big deal about there only being one throne. They kept saying, you know, you look in the Bible, you look in Daniel, you look in Revelation, there's only one throne up there. There's only one, and they were trying to just drill this into people to try to get them to somehow believe that when they get to heaven, the Son is not going to be seated at the right hand of the Father, as the Bible clearly says that the Son is seated at the right hand of the Father. They're trying to convince them, no, it's just one throne, man. There's just one throne. Well, here's the thing. Even if there were only one throne, the Bible clearly says here, "To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne." So even if there is only one throne, it's a two-seater, because it specifically says here that Christ is set down with his Father in his throne. So this whole argument of, well, there's only one throne, it really just means nothing. It's a meaningless argument. It's stupid, because it clearly says here that Jesus is sitting with the Father in his throne. He's at the right hand of the Father. Clearly, in that throne, there's room for two. So their whole one throne argument goes out the window. Now, I want to go a little deeper into this verse, though. The Bible says, "To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne." Now, that is future tense, right? Because he's saying, in the future, I will grant to sit with me in my throne. "To him that overcometh will I grant," future tense, "to sit with me in my throne. Even as I also overcame," past tense, "and am," present tense, "set down with my Father in his throne." So according to this verse, Jesus is presently seated with the Father in his throne. That makes perfect sense, right? Because he's seated at the right hand of the Father in so many scriptures. So right now, present tense, he's seated with his Father in his throne. But in the future, Christ will have his own throne on this earth. Jesus Christ is going to rule and reign on this earth in the millennium, and he will be seated upon the throne of his Father David. Now, up in heaven, God the Father is seated on his throne, and Jesus Christ has been granted to sit with him in his throne, seated at his right hand. Well, in the millennium, those who overcome will be granted to sit with Christ in his throne. Okay, in the future, when Christ has his throne, there will be also room for someone to sit with him. Okay, even as Christ is seated at the right hand of the Father, you know, there will be people that will be allowed to be seated with Christ on his throne, at his right hand, at his left hand, what have you. But anyway, this is a very weak argument for oneness, this one throne business. And Revelation 3:21 frankly just puts it to bed.